I'm going to be reading this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And this is this short section of 2 Corinthians, the beginning is about comfort. So let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. Paul begins this letter by stating who he is, who he's with, and by whose authority he is writing. And he says he's writing by the will of God. None of Paul's evangelical activities were of his own choice or plan. He was called by God and sent out by God to the furthest reaches of the known world. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a wonderful greeting? When we have God's grace and mercy through the finished work of Jesus, we have all we really need. Now let's read verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. No human being has ever lived on this planet without problems. Trouble comes to us all, it's inevitable. Some people question God's love, power, or authority when trouble comes their way. They sometimes say things like, "Where was God when this disaster came?" as if God had moved far away. God didn't move. We moved. The world's sin has taken it away from God's presence. We live in a fallen, sinful world where most people don't even acknowledge or consider God, or that he is the sovereign creator and sustainer of all things. After Adam and Eve sinned, God told them that trouble was coming, and they would have to deal with the consequences of their sin. Those consequences are ongoing, and we deal with them today as well. Job 5, verse 7 says, "Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward." But Jesus tells us in John 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Let's read verse 3 again. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Jesus is the comforter. He is the God of all comfort. Jesus came to this world to put an end to the curse that was laid on Adam and Eve. Jesus, in the work he did for us at Calvary, suffered, bled, and died for the forgiveness of all our sins, rose from the dead on the third day to grant us eternal life, and has defeated the enemy and sin, death, and hell if we have trusted in him. With that knowledge, we have the assurance that our troubles are temporary. They will not last forever. If we had to go through the tragedies of life without Jesus, it would be immeasurably worse than it is with him. What comfort and assurance we have in him. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Verse 4, "who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." God always thinks bigger than we do. We can think that Jesus' comfort for us is just for us, but he has something much better for us than that. We get comfort from Jesus so that we can share it. It's not just for us. As we are comforted by Jesus through his word, or in prayer or in any other way that he that he comforts us, we have the privilege of extending comfort to anyone else who needs it. Jesus has enough comfort to go around for all who need it, and we all do need it from time to time. Let's not neglect to share it. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people," says your God. Verse 5, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ." This verse can be a little difficult to understand at first glance. I had my own troubles with it, or difficulty understanding it. The sufferings of Christ spoken of here in this verse are not what he suffered for our atonement at Calvary when he was crucified. Those sufferings were unique and cannot be shared by any one of us. But Christians can and do suffer when we associate ourselves with Jesus. We can suffer reproach, rejection, hostility, hatred, betrayal, etc., etc. The Bible calls that the sufferings of Christ. We sometimes endure those. And because Jesus endured them when he was here, he endures them now when we, his followers, endure them. In all of our afflictions, he is afflicted. But the second part of the verse says, so our consolation also abounds in Christ. Christ Jesus consoles us through these troubles in the world, and his consolation is absolutely and abundantly sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So we need to remember that through all the troubles we face in life, no matter how great or small or what kind they are, Jesus can and wants to comfort us through them all. And he wants us to be a comfort to each other, because he has enough comfort for us to share no matter how much is needed. I'd like to read you the words of a song that I've sung many times. It's a song of comfort and assurance. And verse 1 says, "Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart his home." And the refrain says, "Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, speaking peace to me, how the billows cease to roll." Verse 2, "Like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sunlight from above, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from on high. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, speaking peace to me, how the billows cease to roll." Verse 3, "What a wonderful salvation, where we always see his face. What a quiet, what a perfect habitation, what a quiet resting place. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, speaking peace to me, how the billows cease to roll." 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18. "Therefore, comfort one another with these words."